You told me that your parents are born in Germany and you were in Germany before. Which are your favorite cities?
I would have to say one of my favorites is Hamburg because that's where my family comes from. I still have a tante Ingrid who lives there, so I go to visit her often, and it's really nice. I wish I could see her more than I do, but I really like the area because it has a familiar feel, because going to visit is always nice. Other than that, going anywhere by the sea is wonderful. I think it's really cool how the tide leaves and you have like this much that is left there. There is no English word for that because we don't have it. It's really, really awesome. Other than that, I've been here for about 5 months now, and I would say Freiburg is a really great place to go back and forth. It's really easy to transport to anywhere, and the people are wonderful. It's a very nice way of living, so.
Okay, that's really interesting to hear. And do you also have a favorite place or a favorite spot where you like to go in Freiburg?
I would say I really like cafes here. I like anything that's kind of quiet and where you can just kind of enjoy what's around you. One of my favorites is Ambrosia, that's right here on the corner. Other than that, I would say I really enjoy going to any bookstore here because we don't really have that many where I live because they're all gone. but yeah, I would say drop me off somewhere and I'll probably enjoy it.
That's good to hear. Many people say that Germans are a little awkward or sometimes annoying. What do you think is the most annoying or awkward thing about Germans?
Definitely how forward they are. Just because I have lived in America for 21 years, I'm kind of used to the way people respond to situations. And I remember one of my first weeks here, I was with another friend of mine who is from Canada and his mother is German. And this old lady like yelled at him for tying his shoe when he was sitting in the Straßenbahn and put it up just to kind of tie it. And the way that we're taught to deal with situations, you almost never would do that. If something bugs you, you leave it alone unless it's really an issue for you. Like if someone is going to attack you or something, then you would say something. I would say maybe in some ways that's not as good as in Germany, because it's definitely important to sometimes say, hey, don't do something or whatever. But I would say the way that they do it isn't the most friendly that you could do that. Other than that, I would say the way that older people act is very different because when I was growing up, I was taught by my Oma, like, oh, don't do this, act like this, stuff like that. And here, I've never experienced where old people will cut you in line purposely and be like, oh, I forgot something over there, and completely lie to you. And you know it, and just because they're being lazy, and I've never experienced that. Also, pushing, old people pushing has really been an issue for me because that is just weird. Not gonna get used to that.
Okay, I totally understand what you mean. Would you still recommend to your friends to come to Germany for an exchange semester or to study abroad in Germany?
Yeah, definitely. Well, for me, it's a little different because I have the double background of being really half American and half German. But I would say for someone who speaks German, it would be a wonderful experience. But even for people who might not speak German or maybe don't speak another language, it's a great opportunity. You'd feel very comfortable here no matter where you're from. And Germans are generally very excited to talk to someone who's American. Because, I mean, there are a lot of things in the culture here, like music or books or who knows what, where it's very, very American. And they like to speak English to us. I've had that experience multiple times. And even if they don't speak it so well and they're usually embarrassed about it, we always think it's adorable. And we're quite amazed that they can speak English in the first place, because Americans would never be able to do that.